Turning now in the scriptures, we're looking this morning at Matthew chapter 15. In Matthew chapter 15, we'll read the whole chapter, verses 1 through 39. Matthew 15, 1 through 39. Hear now the reading of God's holy word. Then some Pharisees and scribes came to Jesus from Jerusalem and said, "Why do your disciples break the tradition of the elders? For they do not wash their hands when they eat bread." And he answered and said to them, "Why do you yourselves transgress the commandment of God for the sake of your tradition? For God said, 'Honor your father and mother,' and 'He who speaks evil of father or mother is to be put to death.' But you say, 'Whoever says to his father or mother, whatever I have that would help you has been given to God. He is not to honor his father or his mother.' And by this you invalidated the word of God for the sake of your traditions. You hypocrites, rightly did Isaiah prophesy of you, 'This people honors me with their lips, but their heart is far from me. But in vain do they worship me, teaching as doctrines the precepts of men.'" After Jesus called the crowd to him, he said to them, "Hear and understand. It is not what enters into the mouth that defiles the man, but what proceeds out of the mouth that defiles the man." And the disciples came and said to him, "Do you know that the Pharisees were offended when they heard this statement?" But he answered and said, "Every plant which my heavenly Father did not plant shall be uprooted. Let them alone. They are blind guides of the blind. And if a blind man guides a blind man, both will fall into a pit." Peter said to him, "Explain the parable to us." Jesus said, "Are you still lacking in understanding also? Do you not understand that everything that goes into the mouth passes into the stomach and is eliminated? But the things that proceed out of the mouth come from the heart, and those defile the man. For out of the heart come evil thoughts, murders, adulteries, fornications, thefts, false witness, slanders. These are the things which defile the man. But to eat with unwashed hands does not defile the man." Jesus went away from there and withdrew into the district of Tyre and Sidon. And a Canaanite woman from that region came out and began to cry out, saying, "Have mercy on me, Lord, Son of David. My daughter is cruelly demon-possessed." But he did not answer her a word. His disciples came and implored him, saying, "Send her away, because she keeps shouting at us." But he answered and said, "I was sent only to the lost sheep of the house of Israel." And she came and began to bow down before him, saying, "Lord, help me." And he answered and said, "It's not good to take the children's bread and throw it to the dogs." But she said, "Yes, Lord, but even the dogs feed on the crumbs which fall from their master's table." And Jesus said to her, "O woman, your faith is great. It shall be done for you as you wish." And her daughter was healed at once. Departing from there, Jesus went along by the Sea of Galilee, and having gone up on the mountain, he was sitting there. And large crowds came to him, bringing with them those who were lame, crippled, blind, mute, and many others, and they laid them down at his feet, and he healed them. So the crowd marveled as they saw the mute speaking, and the crippled restored, and the lame walking, and the blind seeing, and they glorified the God of Israel. And Jesus called his disciples to him and said, "I feel compassion for the people, because they have remained with me now 3 days and have nothing to eat, and I do not want to send them away hungry, for they might faint on the way." The disciples said to him, "Where would we get so many loaves in this desolate place to satisfy such a large crowd?" And Jesus said to them, "How many loaves do you have?" And they said, 7 and a few small fish." And he directed the people to sit down on the ground. He took the 7 loaves and the fish, and giving thanks, he broke them and started giving them to the disciples. And the disciples gave them to the people. And they all ate and were satisfied, and they picked up what was left over of the broken pieces, 7 large baskets full. And those who ate were 4,000 men besides women and children. And sending away the crowd, Jesus got into the boat and came to the region of Magadan. And that is God's word. So first, at the beginning of the passage, we see Jesus as the great prophet. He's teaching, preaching to the Pharisees and the scribes, and he's correcting their false view of the law of God, of the 5th commandment. Adding to the word of God and keeping man-made traditions that break his law. And he gives them the example of the 5th commandment. For these Pharisees and scribes, by their traditions, were teaching and they're living according to their man-made traditions, their man-made commands, that is the exact opposite of the 5th commandment. Because they've added to the word. And now these Pharisees and scribes, Jesus calls them, "You hypocrites." Just like Isaiah prophesied of you, "This people honors me with their lips, but their heart is far from me. But in vain do they worship me, teaching as doctrines the precepts of men." In the next verses through verse 20, Jesus teaches the crowds who have gathered to hear him, and we learn about defilement. What is it that defiles a person? And the Jews and their man-made traditions were saying, well, because you don't wash your hands before you eat, therefore that's what defiles you, your hands. Because it defiles the food, because it goes into your mouth, and Jesus rebukes that. It's not what people consume, but what comes out of the mouth. What you say, implied what you do, what you think, is implied there. Because it's what comes from the heart. And everything that we think, we do, we say, comes from the heart. That's what defiles a man. Verse 19. Oh, the Pharisees were offended. Of course they were. Because they worship their own traditions. They do not worship the Lord God. And they will be condemned. Beloved, what are our traditions that we add to God's word, or we maybe even more relevant to us, is what are those things that we take away from God's word by our man-made traditions that we've set up, and therefore we break God's law? And then we see Jesus as the great physician who heals. He came to speak the message of the kingdom first to Jews. But here's a Canaanite woman, that's a Gentile. And we see Jesus showing it isn't time yet to give the kingdom to those dogs. He came specifically for the people of Israel, the Jews, at this time. But the woman's faith. Don't even the dogs get to eat the crumbs off the floor. The leftovers. Beloved, if we would have faith like that just to hear some tidbits of God's word. Just to have the leftovers of God's word, or just to even be able, as the psalmist says, to sit outside the gates. And Jesus has brought us so near to him that we are there on the throne, even now, worshiping him. Because we're in union with him. He's given us his word directly every Lord's Day. It's not just some tidbits here and there. We are a blessed people as Gentiles ourselves. And Jesus heals her daughter and continues healing the crowds. And finally we see Jesus as the great shepherd. He feeds his flock. And the feeding of the 4,000, of course, similar to last Lord's Day and the feeding of the 5,000. We ask the question, what are the disciples thinking here? Because they ought to have gotten the message, well, here's a ton of people, thousands upon thousands. Of course, Jesus can feed them all. But they seem to not get it here as well. And yet what great compassion our Lord has for those who desire to hear him speak. They've been with him 3 days. They've even continued being with Jesus to the point of having no more food. They haven't gone back into the city to buy more food to come back out to Jesus. No, they stayed there with Jesus because Jesus was there and Jesus was speaking. That's how important the Word of God was to them. Is that your desire and zeal to worship the Lord? Let's pray. Our Father, we're thankful for Your Word. We're thankful for Your presence. That's more specifically for You bringing us before Your throne to be present with You and Your Spirit who is already present in our hearts. Yes, of course, we are very thankful that the Holy Spirit is in our hearts because we know out of the heart, the mouth speaks and the body acts. And Father, of ourselves, we have remaining sin. We are defiled in that way. And that's why we're thankful for Your Spirit who cleanses us, who continues sanctifying us and guiding us and leading us in our hearts. And of course, we're thankful for Your Son who's given all that we might not be defiled, but that we would be cleansed, holy, and righteous in Your sight. And one day we will be fully cleansed and fully righteous in our thoughts and words and deeds and our hearts completely. Father, You're the God who is the great physician and the caretaker of our bodies, the shepherd. And so, Father, we ask that those who are struggling in their bodies, of our congregation especially, that You would heal them. For You're the God who heals. And Father, we know that You will be faithful. You will answer that prayer and You will heal them. Because You've promised to do so at the right time. If not, in this life You will, and eternity to come when You raise our dead bodies up and make them new, glorified, living, eternal living bodies. We will be healed. And Father, You're the great shepherd of the sheep. And Father, we're asking that You would speak to us and shepherd us with Your Word this day and for the rest of our lives, that we would not depart from it, but we would be attentive to it and that we would believe what we hear with faith greater than this Canaanite woman, faith greater than we've had before. We ask that You would help our unbelief. You would grow us in our assurance. You would comfort us, Your people. Father, we praise You that You are the God who is exalted over the heavens and the earth. You're the God who is deserving of all praise in all of our lives. And Father, we pray also, as You are the God who is exalted and blessed forever. Father, we pray for our children, those who are far off, that You would send Your Spirit, and where they are completely defiled, that You would change their will and grant them Your grace and faith in Your Son, Jesus Christ. And we know that You hear our prayers because we pray in the name of Christ. Hear us, Father, we pray in Jesus' name. Amen.